Blog Talk Radio. Proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Troop, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, Elvin and Calvin, and more. Also, surprise special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalila Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code RADIO at 775-537-3213. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, located at 2500 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada. For more information, call 866-458-5523. Get your tickets now at facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio.
Oh, once again. Ooh, just begging you, please, darling.
Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Troop, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, Elvin and Calvin, and more. Also, surprise special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalila Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Zeola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Tickets Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code radio at 775-537-3213. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, located at 2500 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada. For more information, call 866-458-5523. Get your tickets now at facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio.
Girl DJ TJ, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. You know, we're going to have an amazing time on the show like we always do. Today we have a great guest. We have Michael Collier. He is going to be giving us an exclusive interview, and you guys will find out just what he has going on right now. But for now, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm going to go ahead and go to a song. And once we come back from the song, we will have Michael Collier. So please stay tuned.
It's TJ's R&B Music Lounge.
Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Mr. H, also known as Black News, and you're listening to my girl, DJ TJ, one of the hottest online DJs it is around. You dig? And you could go get the new single, Jumped Off the Porch, featuring Big Chief and Jarrell Cashflow on ThatPiff.com. Just search Jumped Off the Porch. Yeah, let's get it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited about our show.
Well, yay. Who am I speaking with?
This is DJ TJ. I interviewed
you. Oh, you're DJ TJ. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You interviewed me before when?
It's been a couple of months ago.
Okay.
On Facebook as well. Do you have any upcoming events or anything that you're promoting right now so I can make sure I bring that up on the show?
Oh, sure. I'm doing the comedy show at the Improv tomorrow night, the Improv in Hollywood, to raise money for Innocence Matters. You know, that's people who are locked up. We know they're innocent, but they don't have money for attorneys. So we're going to do a comedy benefit for them Thursday night at the Improv in Hollywood. And we're also I'm also going to go down and do the Mega Fest with T.D. Jakes and them. I'll be at the Mega Fest on the 23rd. And then I'm about to shoot my first sitcom that I'm the lead in, the star in. We shoot that in 2 weeks. So those are the three things I would talk about.
Well, I will make sure I bring that up on the show. We're about to get ready to bring you in on the show. Ms. Pearl, are we ready yet? Hold on 1 second. Let me see.
All righty.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, DJ TJ, and we are joined with Michael Collier. Michael Collier is a comedian, and he is a phenomenal. He will be actually telling you guys about some things that he has going on the show. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
Gotta sell some soap.
I was trying to see what Ms. Pearl was.
Faces of Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Troop, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, Elvin and Calvin, and more. Also, surprise special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalila Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins.
Family reunion.
Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code radio at 775-537-3213. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, located at 2500 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada. For more information, call 866-458-5523. Get your tickets now at facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio.
Welcome back to TJ's R&B Music Lounge. I'm your host, TJ, and we are joined with Michael Collier. How you doing on tonight, Mr. Collier?
Blessed and highly favored. If I was doing any better, I'd have to be twins. How are you?
I am glad to be on the line with you on today. I had the opportunity to interview you a while back, and I want you listeners to know you are in for a treat. Go ahead and tell the listeners who you are and just a little bit about you.
Oh, I'm Michael Collier, world-famous, world-renowned, and often talked about, alleged comedian, gentleman, and a scholar, intellectual giant in a pool of mental midgets, and a connoisseur of fan haberdashery. Actually, I'm just a comedian and a humanitarian and an actor and just a person who lives his life. That's all.
Okay, and where can the listeners find you? Where's your website, your social media? And where's that information?
Oh, my social media is, oh, man, it's fabulous. First of all, I have a web page called The Real Michael Collier, Collyar. If you go to that, you could probably hit all the other sites. But I'm also on Facebook is Michael Collier, Collyar. Twitter at Michael Collier, C-O-L-Y-A-R, and Instagram at Michael_Collier. And I'm also doing Periscope, you know, so I'll be Periscoping as well. You know, so you can find me there. And upcoming performances, though, Thursday night, tomorrow night, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles doing a benefit to raise money for people who are incarcerated that we believe are innocent, called Innocent Matters. We're going to help them get attorneys. And then on Friday, I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Dauphin County Natural Cultural Festival, where I'm going to be jamming with some great musical artists. And then I come back to Los Angeles, where I do a wonderful sitcom called Mi Casa, Mi Casa. I get to star in that. And then I'm going up to the Mega Fest in Dallas with T.D. Jakes and them, and hang out with all the fabulous Christian people and see if we can get some Christian laughter going. Oh, well, one more thing. Vegas. As soon as I come back, I do Vegas from the 25th until the 31st. I'll be at Harrah's Hotel at the Improv. Okay, that covered this month.
Well, you listeners, check out the social media and website information so you can check out those events, because I know you will get your laughter on with Michael Collier.
I wanted to ask you,
when you were saying you're going to be going to the benefit to raise money for the people who are incarcerated, what made you decide to join with that particular organization?
Well, it was just because they asked me. You know, I mean, I think that we're here on this planet to serve. And most projects I do is about giving back to community. You know, I do a thing once a month where I take 5 comics into a prison, and we do an hour and a half concert for free for the comics. We do it every month. It's called Comics Go to Jail. And then I'm doing a project in Chicago right now. It's a film short called The Soundtrack of My Life, which is to help turn around the black-on-black murders. So the killings. And I, you know, I'm all about trying to give back. I'm about service. I'm about my community. And so when I was asked to be part of a platform that would help people who are innocent get out of jail, well, I jumped on that. That's my kind of thing. That's my cup of tea.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad that you shared that, because I do know that this generation needs to see the people who have a platform doing things like giving back and doing service, so they can see that those are the things that we need to do. So I'm glad that you're doing that.
That's what we're supposed to do. I just want to say that's why we're here. That's why God created us, is to serve. And we're supposed to serve each other, because everybody is everybody's brother and sister. And if we serve everybody, if everybody help everybody, then everybody going to be all right.
Right, right. And that's all what right. I was going to ask. I was going to ask you to share with a listener that's out there why you feel we're here. You know, what is your purpose? Why do you feel that God sent you here to speak to the hearts of listeners on today?
Well, you know, my general answer is to live, and we're here to live, but living really is giving. If you learn to give all to all, you'll have so much stuff, you won't have no place to put it, you know. It's about giving. You don't really have anything until you learn to give it away. And once you learn to give it away, then you find your brother, and then you really live. You know, that's what we're supposed to do in this life. A lot of people just dying, man. A lot of people just waiting to make it to the next day, get some radio tires, hope to hit the lotto. But it's about getting up and living, man, breathing this air, smelling these flowers, being grateful for an awesome God that although a lot of things are crazy and wacky and bad in this world, if you want to do judgment, there's so much beautiful stuff. If you just look in the right direction, there's so many beautiful, wonderful blessings everywhere we go. And the greatest blessing is we woke up. You know how many people didn't wake up this morning, man? We woke up, so we're already blessed. We woke up as a winner. When I wake up, I feel like I've woke up on awesome. You know, I jump up and say yes, and then I say a prayer of gratitude, and I get about my business, and my business is finding my brother and trying to make his life better, because mine is already a blessing, you know?
Well, that was amazing. What would you say separates you from other comedians that's out there?
Shoot, I hope I'm not separated from nobody. I think that I may be different in some ways, and that I do care more about giving than I do about just performing. I love performing, but I love giving more. You know, I love sharing more. I love growing and learning. I mean, this is just one aspect of my life is the artistry of comedy, but it's a great blessing God gave me. It's truly a gift because I'm really good at it, you know, and it sustains me and has sustained me for 30 years just telling jokes and acting silly and people hand me money. I have to know that that's a blessing. I have to be grateful for that, but I don't know if it makes me any different. I mean, I do conscious comedy. So I do comedy that makes you think and feel as well as laugh. I'll talk about our police situation. You know, I'll talk about black-on-black crime. These are the things that's in my comedy, you know, because if I can get you to laugh, then you're going to drop your guards and open up, and then I can slide some information, some knowledge, some empowerment in, you know. I'll talk about relationships. I mean, I'm going to talk about things that are going to be real, that's going to make you feel better about yourself. When you leave my show, you wouldn't just laugh. You're going to feel better about you. You don't feel better about life, you know. And if I'm doing that, then I'm back to my original story. I'm here to give and I'm here to serve.
Right. And what would you share to a listener that's out there that may want to get into doing comedy or acting or just in the entertainment industry based on your own experience?
Well, like Nike say, just do it, man. You know, I mean, if you really want to do it, do it. Get 5 minutes of comedy and get real good at that before you go out, you know. Get whatever funny thing you can do for 5 minutes. Stand in the mirror, work that until you can make people laugh to a nearby you, and then go out to some open mics 3-4 times a week and just get up and keep working it until it works perfectly. If they laugh at everything, you're on your way. But if they don't laugh at some things, get rid of what they didn't laugh at. Don't ever say that no more. And then add to the stuff they already laughed at and keep doing that until you get a tight 5 to 10 minute set. And then travel around this country and show people your magic. I would just say that this is a practitioner sport. This is not an observer sport. To win a comedy, you got to get on the stage and you can't be afraid to fail. You just got to go out and have some fun and be butt naked raw through your humor and your intellect and just do the thing. You know, you don't have to lecture. You don't have to teach, but you got to be funny if you're going to call it comedy. You know?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be my advice.
Since you had the opportunity to perform at many different places and many different parts of the world, what would you say has been your most memorable performance and why?
Wow. I've had so many great performances. I mean, and that's not trying to brag or stroke myself, but when I say great, I mean I had a great time with them. You know what I'm saying? That's, for me, my great performances are when I come off that stage and I go, man, I sure had a good time. I sure had a lot of fun. I mean, I just did the improv at Brea in Los Angeles. Brea is really, you know, right outside Los Angeles, with Mike Epps this past Saturday. And it was just so much fun. You know, he had like 5 comics before him, and they all were just open and free. He had Scruncho, you know, he had A.J. Johnson, who played in Fridays, you know, he's the little, what's his character? Ezell. He was Ezell. You know, they had Norm Nixon's son is doing comedy. I didn't know that. Norm Nixon Jr., he was fantastic. And I got a chance. I didn't do but 5 minutes, but it was fantastic. I had a wonderful time. And then Mike Epps came out and did a cold 45 minutes. And then more comics got on stage with him, and they talked about each other on the microphone for about 10 minutes. It was fantastic. That was a good show. I mean, now people have given me money for shows, like when I did Star Search and 100,000, some people think that was a great performance, but that was just a regular performance. You know, some of my best performances are in little smoky clubs around the country, you know. But every time I can go on that stage and just have fun and make other people have fun too, and then I can leave with some money because I'm going to sell some merchandise as well as get paid for my work, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. And I know you shared with me before what your inspiration in life was and why. But if you would share with the listeners who may have just tuned in, if you could share with them what your inspiration is and why.
Oh, my woman is my inspiration in life. I mean, that's my inspiration, is my great queen, who is so awesome and beautiful and wonderful and sweet and kind. And, you know, and God is the greatest thing in my life, you know. But when I did comedy, you know, because I saw Eddie Murphy back in 1985, and he was the king of the entertainment universe. before people was even calling themselves the Kings of Comedy. He was doing all of it, and he was a young kid, and he was making all that money just telling jokes. And I was like, shoot, I'm funny. I need to learn me some jokes. I got me some Red Fox albums, and I learned enough jokes to get out there and get on stages, you know. And so I was influenced greatly by Richard Pryor, greatly by Red Fox, greatly by Eddie Murphy, and even Lenny Bruce, you know. So I would start studying comedians. I would get out there and do it and give my best, put my best foot forward, man. And I always had fun with it, you know. So, but my inspiration in life is Kelly. My wife, my queen, is so amazing that she is my purpose. She's my reason, man. You know, I mean, God sent her directly to me, you know, airmail, you know, and she's the one. And so that's my daily inspiration. Helping others is my passion. Giving back to the world is my passion, because I give and give and I get and I get. You'll be just blown away with all the gifts I get almost every day. You know, if I have a day that's not a miracle, I'm shocked. I expect one every day. If I don't get one, I'm so surprised. I'm like, well, what happened this day, you know? So, yeah, that's my inspiration.
For those listeners who have never had the opportunity to hear some of your comedy, if you could share with us just a couple of little lines of, you know, something that's original just right now, so they know who you are and what your comedy sounds like.
Well, one of the things I do talk about my president, and I point out how women love President Obama. Where I can tell is I come home one day, my woman laying in bed butt naked watching President Obama. And I say, what are you talking about? She said, I don't know. I turned the sound down, you know. So I do sound bites like that about my material, but I also do jokes. I absolutely love jokes. There was this guy that was a head. He wasn't even a whole guy, just a head. And so he's rolling around. He rolled down to the park. And he rolls up to this woman, and she was beautiful. She's at the water fountain having a drink. And he said, Miss, would you marry me? And she looked down, saw a little head. She said, marry you? Come on, now. You just a head. And she gave him a little punt. You know, she walked on about her business. Well, the guy, he was dejected. He felt terrible. So he rolled back home, rolled to his house, rolled into the kitchen, rolled around the pantry, rolled up on the shelf until he came across a bottle marked poison. So he took his lips and unscrewed the bottle, drank some of the poison, and passed out. But he didn't die. He woke up the next morning, and now he had a torso, a head and a torso. He was feeling good about himself. So he slunk on back out the house. He slunk down to the park. He slunk up to the woman. He said, look, I got a body now. Will you marry me? And she said, what? No, you ain't got no arms or legs. I'm not marrying anybody without no arms or legs. Look, I feel terrible. So he slunk back home, slunk back into his house, slunk back into the kitchen, slunk into the pantry, got up on that shelf again, took his lips, drank some more poison, tried to kill himself, he passed out, but he didn't die. This time he woke up the next morning, he had two arms and a leg. Woo, he was feeling good about himself. So he hopped on back down to the park. He hopped up to the woman. He said, look at me, I'm almost whole. Will you marry me now? And she said, no, you only got one leg. I'm not going to marry no cripple. He said, okay. Wait right here. So he hopped back home, hopped into the house, hopped into the kitchen, hopped into the pantry, grabbed the bottle of poison, drank it straight down, and died. See, the moral of the story is stop while you're ahead. That's hilarious. While you're ahead. Okay, anyway. Wait, here's a cute one. Here's a cute one. Here's a cute one. Two guys were sitting in a restaurant. They saw a lady choking on her food. So they run over to help her. They said, Miss, can you talk? She said, So can you breathe? So one of them stood up, lifted up her dress, and licked her on her behind. The woman so shocked she coughed, and they cleared her throat right up. So two guys walking back to their seat, one of them said, man, that hand lick maneuver work every time. So, yeah, you know, I don't know how good I am at on-the-spot jokes on the phone, but I hope they get the gist of it.
Well, you are hilarious. For the listeners who just tuned in, go ahead and give them your social media and website information once again.
Hey, the website is The Real Michael Collier, spelled Collyar. The email address, if y'all want to write me, is comicking123@aol.com, because you know I do have a book on the president called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the White House. I knocked on the door and a brother answered. I'm selling that book for $10. If you want to get that, you do want to email me at comicking123@aol.com. I'm on Twitter and Facebook as Michael Collier, spelled C-O-L-Y-A-R, and on Instagram as Michael_Collier, C-O-L-Y-A-R, and as my regular name, I'm also on Periscope. So there's many ways to reach me. If you don't reach me, you ain't trying to reach me. I'm in the Yellow Pages, and they don't even sell the Yellow Pages no more.
Well, if you can, at this time, give your Hayes what's ups, your shout-outs, you can do that to your friends, family, and followers at this time.
Oh, do some shout-outs. Oh, my first shout-out always go to my baby, my queen, Kelly McCann, soon to be Kelly Collier, my heart, my sweetheart, my little sweet potato, my reason, my purpose, and she gives my heart something extra to thrive about. I do a shout-out to all my brothers in Chicago. Y'all know I'm from Chicago, Southside, Robert Telehome, 4352 South State, apartment 909, and my three big brothers live there, Yolen, Courtney, and Ronald, so a big old shout-out to them. A shout-out to every comic, successful and struggling anywhere in the world, because you are the world's healers, because humor heals you, and when you laugh, you feel better, and if you can laugh through it, you can get through it, no matter how hard and how difficult it is. And to my lovely daughter and my son, my daughter is Lonnie, who sings like an angel and sweet as can be, and my son is Nicholas Sebastian Collier. He's also in Chicago. And just life is grand. And a shout-out to everyone who knows that God is good and God is great and that life is a garden if we dig it.
Well, if you can go ahead and give the listeners your performing information again about tomorrow and your upcoming events, you can do that as well.
Oh, well, yay, my upcoming events. And also you can go to my webpage, The Real Michael Collier, and go to tour dates, and it'll list all the events I'm doing unless a new one pops in. But tomorrow night I'll be at the Improv in Los Angeles in Hollywood. That's a 6 o'clock show for Innocence Matters. And then on Friday I'll be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's funny. I'll be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania during the Dauphin County Cultural Festival in Harrisburg. I think I'm working with a really big artist, too, that I'm bringing on stage. I can't think his name right now. I think it's something like Tone Loc or somebody. You know, and then I'll come back and I'll be from the 10th, 11th, and 12th. I'll be in Martha's Vineyard doing the Martha Vineyard Comedy Festival. And then on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, y'all can't come, but I'll be shooting my sitcom called Mi Casa, Mi Casa. And then from the 24th until the 30th, I'll be in Los Angeles doing Harris Hotel. I'll be at the Improv there doing 7 big shows. So y'all got about 15 opportunities to miss me over the next month. Also, I do parties, okay? I do weddings, divorces, Passovers, hangovers. I do a party in a phone booth if you promise to call. I take green stamp, food stamps, Canadian money. I take your bus transfer if it's got some time left on it.
Well, it has been amazing having you on the show. I want to thank you again for being on Faces of Success Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you a lot. And also a shout out to the wonderful, the fabulous Miss Pearl for inviting me to come on back down and do my thing. Give her a big old hug for me, and God bless you real good.
Okay. Well, listeners, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get right back into the music groove.
Thank you.
Faces of Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Troop, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, Elvin and Calvin, and more. Also, surprise special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalila Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins.
Family reunion. Got to have a family reunion.
Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can book your room now using our group code radio at 775-537-3213. The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, located at 2500 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada. For more information, call 866-458-5523. Get your tickets now at facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio.
Hi, Mr. Coyier. Hello. Hello.
Miss Pearl?
Oh, that's you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
okay, let's end the show. We're live. Okay. Hold on.